Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The term that I've used is pole's position.
It's time for Pole's Position.
So the number one pick, by the way, for the Bears is secured.
Brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical. There when you need it.
The Chicago Bears are on the clock.
What will Ryan Pole's do with the number one pick?
You guys are drafting Caleb Williams number one overall.
We'll see.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations. Woo. You did it. Okay, so.
We're counting down the days to the NFL draft.
Two picks, wow.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL draft. The Chicago Bears select
9999. So I listened to Pole's Position for the last 3 months, every single day, because apparently I don't need to get anywhere with my life. And it's been fantastic.
Sit back and watch them go.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select
the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
All right, Pole's Position is brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical, there when you need us. We will be in Detroit for this draft 1 week from today.
Let's go.
This show, I don't think we've had enough meetings to discuss the show.
I'd like to have one. I'd like to have a Zoom where we discuss the entire NFL production.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
I promise I would show up at said Zoom, by the way.
Yeah, Speaks, no showing. The third draft meeting.
We're Speaks.
That we had earlier today. Hell, Dave Wanstead was driving back from the Florida Keys.
Oh, man.
And he called into the meeting.
Uh-oh.
And offered himself up as a guest for other times. So, what a teammate.
10 o'clock. I was doing dishes. They had some laundry rolling.
You could have easily had a Zoom.
Time. I don't think we had done Wordle yet by that time. Yeah, I could have made the Zoom.
You could have made the Zoom.
Yeah, I apologize.
You don't have to. You don't have to apologize to me.
I apologize to Mitch and to Ryan.
Yeah, that's who you should be apologizing.
Yeah, but anyway, week from today. By this time, a week from today, will we have used the single bathroom in the Airbnb by this time today?
Yeah, it depends if they give us early check-in.
That's right.
We might have all gone to the bathroom of the Buffalo Wild Wings that we're broadcasting from in Detroit.
We might. Will we have installed the porta potty that we're getting? The porta potty.
Please.
As a second bathroom for the backyard at the Airbnb.
It's a porta potty.
Yeah. There's no way to know.
There's no way to know. But that show that is going to be very fun. We are going to be on after the Cubs day game, and we will be broadcasting through the second pick that the Bears make and reacting. So if they stay at 9, great. If they trade down to 15, we'll stay on. Doesn't matter.
What if they trade down to 28? Staying on till 28? I'm game.
Then I'm probably game.
Let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
Trade with Buffalo all the way down to 28.
Listen, I love the draft. I'm fine. Where am I going?
Yeah. You and I love it. Shane and Chris love it. They dig into it.
I don't think Tanny's going to stay in until the 28th pick of the draft.
Robbie, have a good time.
In my contract, it says I can leave right after Caleb Williams is picked.
Senior audio
well
producer
done.
Stuff. Yeah,
well
he's got,
done.
He's got a very, very strong contract.
Sap pull right there.
But it's going to be awesome. We're going to be in Detroit. Shane is going to be on the red carpet, which, I mean, what could go wrong?
That's my favorite use of Shane.
It's so good.
I mean, of all the different Shane utilities.
What are you wearing?
Uh-huh.
Carl Williams.
Who are you wearing?
Carl Williams. Uh-huh. Why have you stopped returning my calls? You can badger Lincoln Riley.
Hey, J.J. McCarthy. Hey, J.J., you're not that good, right?
Do you get it? J.J., do you get it? Yeah, so a lot of things can happen with Shane on the red carpet. And we'll be there. And then Wani and Manley will be analysts. So you got to turn down your television.
Yeah.
Turn off your television. We'll be broadcasting on Twitch and YouTube and the whole thing a week from today, having our very own QB1 party part two for Caleb Williams.
Yesterday, the NFL Twitter account tweeted out that Pat McAfee was the most accomplished Patrick M in the history of the NFL draft. And I took offense to that. Because Patrick Manley is the most accomplished Patrick M in the history of the NFL. You take 16 years a long snapper over however long Pat McAfee lasted as a punter. Now, post-playing career,
I mean, I think both
I'll take McAfee.
I think both of those answers are wrong, though.
Patrick M?
Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, there's him. Well, he's not done yet. Let's see what happens to him.
All right. I mean, yeah. McAfee's post-career is pretty impressive.
It's pretty good.
He's made a lot of money. But, yeah,
I'll take Manley over Mahomes, but that's just me.
Being a good teammate. All right, so we got some odds and ends here that we need to tie in. Like, for example, Brad Biggs floating this theory with Mully and Haw.
Hey, guys, I don't want to rule out the idea of Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter, at some point. He does things...
Hey,
yeah, I mean, this guy.
He's the Caitlin Clark of punters.
He is.
It's unbelievable what he can do to control the football when it lands. It's just unbelievable. I talked for a while. I think it was back during the Senior Bowl. I talked with LeVar Woods, who had a very brief stop at Hallis Hall as a linebacker, but played throughout the league, and he's been the special teams coach at Iowa for a while. And it was just kind of amazing talking to him about Taylor and how he really kind of just grew his craft one year after the next at Iowa. I mean, little outside of the box to use a mid-round pick on a punter.
Yeah.
Yes, the Bears once used a second-round pick on Todd Sauerbrunn, who had vanity license plates that read hang time. That was back in the mid-90s. But if you get a guy like that and he performs like you believe he can perform, I mean, you've got that position rock solid
locked
with
down.
One of the better guys in the league for 7-8 years.
No. No, Brad.
Yeah.
He got 4 picks, man.
That it feels like a no.
He got 4 picks.
I like Taylor's story. The dude's 26. He's from Australia.
Okay.
But he was on Iowa. And they don't have any offense, so he led the country in punts and yardage on punts
and net yardage on punts. And he had 27 inside the 20, which is incredibly impressive.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Give him that. Sure.
Good player. Generally speaking, high draft picks on kicking positions is not a good idea.
You know, a quick Google search tells me that Kyle Ostendorp from Arizona is thought by some to be above Torrey Taylor on the punter rankings into this draft. So now
sounds like someone's reading Wikipedia.
Not Wikipedia. Might be WalterFootball.com.
That felt very recent.
Yeah. Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Whatever you just said felt like you just learned
it. Speech. You mean Torrey Taylor, the punter out of Iowa, who is 6'4 and weighs 231 pounds?
Thank you, Shane.
That one?
Tell us about Kyle Ostendorp.
Oh, you mean Kyle Ostendorp, the punter out of Arizona, who's 6'1 and 215
That's
pounds?
That's what I'm talking about. He's projected by some to go between rounds 4 and 6.
Did you know, as of November 25th of 2023, he had only punted 28 times
Shane,
that season?
This is old news.
Averaging 41.4 yards per
attempt.
This
is at least 6 minutes old. Well, maybe 2 minutes.
Hey, wait a minute. I just jumped in here. I was out back. Are you talking about Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter, whose major was recreation management?
Yeah. See, now that could be useful.
You guys have been digging into this draft.
Put him to work for the park district immediately.
He could work in that stadium.
Get working on the water tables.
Also,
he could double dip.
It's a little disrespectful to Caleb Williams to draft a punter. That presupposes that they're going to punt.
Look at you bringing it back. Saying.
Personally, I don't think we're talking enough about Matthew Hayball, the punter out of Vanderbilt, who is from West Adelaide, Australia.
Yeah.
He went to Sacred Heart High School. He's 6'1", 187.
Could you say Vanderbilt again?
Vanderbilt.
Hey. What's happened to all the American punters?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
These Aussies are trying to put another shrimp on the barbie.
They're taking our jobs.
Yeah, Steve Hendricks just walked in. Oh, man.
Good point.
I like Legos.
We've now outsourced punting to South Africa and Australia.
Drink a lot of coffee.
Just ain't right. I'm sorry, Danny.
You don't have to apologize.
Would you like to entertain the reality of drafting a freaking punter here in Caleb Williams' year number one?
Let's put it this way.
Hell to the no.
If they draft a punter, they need to win 12 games. Like, they have to be so good and so complete and have so few other needs.
I mean, this is how you know we're getting close to the draft is when, you know, Biggsy's bringing up drafting a punter and he's, like, willingly referencing, remember they did it once with Todd Sauerbrunn in the second round. Yeah, that didn't work out. I mean, what are we doing? Remember that time they did something really stupid? They could do something stupid again.
You were saying last week, I thought, that the Bears will never punt again with Caleb Williams as quarterback.
Yeah, so don't
why are we even talking about this?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I said it. Stupid IMO.
You were just saying you'll never love again earlier. Right? Is that you?
I'll never fall in love again. That's true. Me and Dionne Warwick both decided that.
Didn't you also say you're never going to dance again?
Well, these guilty feet, Shane, have got no rhythm, okay? That's the problem. It's a big, big problem.
Can we get to other notes here?
Yeah.
Are you through?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, now I am. Now right, I am. Go right. ahead.
A lot of talk of the Bears passing on the top guy on the board and trading down, and a lot of talk of offensive linemen. We're seeing different offensive linemen.
We are.
J.C. Latham, Fautanu, Fashanu. We're seeing all sorts of different guys.
Let me say, while I am in favor of the idea of trading down and adding a pick to either this year or next year, second round or next year, I'm very, very interested because then you're loaded up. I don't like the idea of drafting a tackle who isn't, without a doubt, a guy that you're going to plug and play at left tackle. Like, there are these ideas out there that maybe, like, I don't know if Latham, who Schrager has the Bears trading down and picking at 15, he's been predominantly a right tackle, so they'd be presuming that they'd move him to left, and maybe they think they could. But, like, I don't even like the idea of drafting a tackle. I think Braxton Jones is thoroughly serviceable as a left tackle, and you've got that under control. Go ahead and fill another need, in my opinion. But anyway.
So upgrading premium positions on offense, while it would not be my first priority, I would go receiver over tackle. I would not be outraged over it. Trading down and taking a defensive player would upset me. But I can't argue against Ryan Poles, who has had success with Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright, the former offensive lineman who is your general manager who seems to be good at this, drafting his franchise quarterback and then wanting to use an elite asset to protect him. But doing that for a guy who maybe is a guard, I said no to Peter Skoronski last year.
Yeah, you did.
So he
played guard all year in Tennessee, made the all-rookie team, but as a guard.
That's what I'm saying. So I have to be consistent on that. If you draft a player and you want to kick Braxton Jones inside to guard, fine. But I don't think you need to. Nate Davis is here. Mm-hmm. He's good. They gave him $19 million. Tevin Jenkins is here. He's very good at left guard. Now, he's only here for this year, so it could be a depth thing for the future, and obviously injuries happen. But I don't think that drafting a left tackle and kicking Braxton Jones to swing tackle is a maximization of your resources, and I don't think that he would beat out Davis or Jenkins
as a guard.
As a guard, no.
And I also don't think he's done anything to deserve that demotion. And Poles is the one that drafted him, so I find it unlikely that they will. And I also would not.
Right. I agree across the board. But some of these guys, they're like, well, if it doesn't work out, you could just slide him in at guard. That is stupid.
This is not a year for that.
You. This is hopefully the last time you have a single digit draft pick for a long time. You cannot draft a non-premium position. If you want to say you need an edge rusher or you need a three technique, okay, fine. But like you can't be like, well, we need a guard. That can't happen.
The only thing I push back on last time they have a top 10 draft pick, if they were to do the trade down, say 9 to 15 or something like that, and they pick up a second rounder next year, then you're sitting on 3 seconds next year. You could package two twos and move yourself into that top 10.
I know, but then it's still multiple assets to go up and get a premium asset.
I agree.
I'm saying one pick, one blue player. That's what this is. All you got to do is use the ninth pick on a blue chip player, and you have it. And so that talk that's out there is just way too flimsy for me. If you say I can upgrade at left tackle and go from average to Pro Bowl or All Pro, great, fine, I'm in. Fine. I'd prioritize receiver, but fine, I'm in. Receiver would be thrilled. Byron Murphy, I would get it because of who your head coach is.
Yes. Jared Verse.
That one scares me.
Chop Robinson.
Very much no at nine for me.
No.
Based on production.
But if with a trade down.
No. See, for me, again, trading down and taking defensive player. If you're taking a defensive player, make him great. Make him great.
What if you have three guys on your best defensive player list and you know that they're going to be around and available a few picks down and you take advantage of that situation? I would be absolutely fine with that.
It just feels moneyballish to me. It feels a little cute.
Well, I think it's smart. I mean, we went over it.
I know.
We went over it the other day, this study that had been commissioned where it shows that most teams should be trading down. I don't want to rehash all of it. I want to ask Wani about that a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour. He's big into studies, don't you think? I think Wani will
famously.
He's a longtime study guy.
I want to ask him about his week on the Florida Keys with Jimmy Johnson drinking on the boat, but you can ask him about the studies of trading down.
Apples, oranges.
We'll see which one he enjoys more.
Chocolate, vanilla.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Not in a political sense. I'd like to ask you instead about Ted Cruz, C-R-E-W-S.
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks. Go on.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bolton. So brought over from Kansas City to work for Kevin Warren and the Bears. And I know that you have a relationship with Ted Cruz from your time in Kansas City, where he was director of communications.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, he head up the PR and media relations staff in Kansas City. Yeah.
So Ted Cruz comes to the Bears to be in the front office. He's going to be a special advisor to the president/CEO and a chief administrative officer. Now, I don't think he's going to do all of the work that a director of comms does, and they've got people over there, Brandon Faber and others, who are in that kind of role with the Bears. But his skill set in helping Patrick Mahomes navigate superstardom, that's his most recent and biggest calling card in terms of a skill set. And if he's being brought in to help shepherd Caleb Williams, to help be an extra communication eyes and ears and advisor for a franchise quarterback, I love that thought process, if that's what's going on here, because it connects very much to something we've talked about for several years, that the entire organization has to be in some way built upon the success of that franchise quarterback that you are drafting and molding and leaning on. And that's Ted Cruz's skill set, so I'm looking at that hire, and I need to ask more questions about it. But if that is a hire inclined to help Caleb Williams navigate stardom and hopefully eventual superstardom, I love it.
All I will say, because I haven't talked to him about that specifically, but I do know him pretty well. We worked closely together for a long time, and he's just a nice, personable guy. We've stayed in touch on some things. He is very good at his job. He's very competent. A lot of big-time national NFL media would have said that he was, like, all 32 teams have someone that does that job. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say that he's the best in the NFL at it. So him getting this job as, like, a special advisor to Kevin Warren It's a bigger title, a bigger city, I presume more money. I would be surprised if he's like there at the Wednesday and Thursday press conferences each and every week. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. But I do know that he is a very competent, valuable resource that can only help Caleb Williams, because he was the guy who, right next to Mahomes, right next to Andy Reid, for all of the big national stuff.
Yeah, hey, Tanny, please don't pull Danny saying that his good friend, someone he worked very closely with for a long time, Ted Cruz, is very competent and good at his job.
Yeah.
And to clear people up that didn't see the tweet, that's Ted, standard spelling, Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
No, Danny.
Very close with him, competent at his job.
God.
Danny did say, Danny, that Ted Cruz, very competent man.
Sorry, I was in the back again. You're talking about Ted Cruz, the politician? Yeah, he's really good friends with him?
U.S. Senator from Texas.
What do you guys think of Danny's MAGA hat today? What do you think about it?
You guys
look
are
good?
Bad people.
All right, see, Danny, we didn't go there.
Oh, I went too far.
Tanny and I did not
really?
Go there.
Across the board. Across the board.
That's amazing. I had no idea. Well, let's see. It'll be interesting to follow if Ted Cruz indeed works closely with Caleb in that way. And it's a step up. It's a promotion, but the skill set, as far as we know, is in that area. So it'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, and just in general, hiring smart, competent people is a good thing. It's a big-time hire. A lot of people were surprised that he would leave being the main comms guy for the best team in the NFL and could be Mahomes' right-hand guy for the next decade. So it's a big hire.
Our next guest is a great stand-up comic and a true blue Chicagoan and a Chicago sports fan of the highest order, Danny.
Including this radio station. I'm very much looking forward to talking to him about that. Daniel Van Kirk, next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.